Welcome back to the Mbaga Media Finance Podcast. Today, we're diving deep into the Federal Reserve's intricate balancing act, focusing on Chicago Fed President Austin Goolsbee's perspective as the FOMC approached its December meeting.
That's right. Goolsbee, a voting member, shifted his emphasis, conveying that inflation was a greater concern than the job market's strength. This isn't just a minor observation. It's a significant signal about his priorities and the internal discussions at the Fed.
Exactly. It prompts us to really explore what waiting for more data means in practice and why inflation has ascended to the forefront of his anxieties, eclipsing the once dominant narrative of labor market strength. Understanding this shift is crucial for grasping the potential trajectory of U.S. monetary policy.
Let's start by decoding what Inflation Watch really entails. When Fed officials discuss inflation, they're meticulously analyzing a range of economic indicators, not just a general rise in prices. Their primary goal is price stability, aiming for that steady, low rate of around 2%.
Absolutely. They closely monitor metrics like the Consumer Price Index, or CPI, which tracks price changes for a consumer basket. However, they often give more weight to the Personal Consumption Expenditures, or PCE, price index because it's broader and accounts better for shifts in consumer behavior.
And Goolsbee's concern likely stems from specific components of inflation that have proven particularly sticky. Services inflation, for instance, which includes things like rent and healthcare, often resists downward price movements more stubbornly than goods.
That makes sense. When demand for services rebounds, businesses might find it easier to pass on increased costs, including higher wages, to consumers. This persistence in services prices can make inflation more entrenched, requiring sustained monetary policy action to curb it.
Policymakers are acutely aware of historical episodes where inflation became deeply embedded, fueled by unanchored inflation expectations. It's like a self-fulfilling prophecy where anticipated price rises lead to actions that cause those rises.
You can visualize it like a chart showing inflation's trajectory, a significant surge, followed by a gradual decline, but with certain services components remaining stubbornly elevated. This is the complex landscape Goolsbee is navigating, all while balancing the Fed's dual mandate.
And that dual mandate brings us to the other critical pillar, the job market. On the surface, it has demonstrated remarkable resilience, hasn't it? Unemployment rates have been near historic lows. Job creation has continued, and wage growth has been robust.
It truly has. The data paints a picture of a strong, healthy labor market. Yet, for policymakers like Goolsbee, even amidst this strength, there's a keen eye for subtle shifts or potential future weaknesses that could necessitate a policy pivot.
So, what specific more data might Goolsbee be seeking regarding the labor market? It goes beyond just the headline unemployment figure. He might be observing indicators like the labor force participation rate, is it continuing to climb?
And the quit rate is another key one. A high quit rate signals strong worker confidence and a tight market, while a declining rate could indicate cooling conditions. It's all about understanding the underlying dynamics.
Furthermore, the pace of wage growth is under intense scrutiny. While beneficial for workers, excessively rapid wage increases can fuel inflation if businesses pass these costs on to consumers, potentially creating that dreaded wage price spiral.
Goolsbee's emphasis on inflation suggests he may perceive the labor market, despite its strength, as still contributing to inflationary pressures or not cooling sufficiently to alleviate them. The central question remains, is the labor market too hot or just right?
And his current stance implies a concern that it might be the former, or at least poised to remain so, reigniting inflationary worries. A chart depicting the unemployment rate and job growth trends would likely show sustained strength, perhaps moderating but still historically tight.
This brings us to the core challenge for the Fed, the balancing act. Navigating the inherent tension between its dual mandate of maximum employment and price stability is incredibly difficult.
When the economy is robust, with low unemployment and strong growth, but inflation is elevated, the Fed faces a tough trade-off. Goolsbee's current inclination to prioritize inflation concerns suggests he views the immediate and most pressing risk as inflation becoming entrenched.
This doesn't mean he's indifferent to the labor market, rather, he believes allowing inflation to persist poses a greater long-term threat to economic stability, potentially leading to more severe consequences for employment down the line.
And this prioritization has significant implications for interest rate policy. If inflation is the primary worry, it implies a greater likelihood of keeping interest rates at higher levels for an extended period, or even considering further increases if data doesn't support a sustained disinflationary trend.
The objective is to cool aggregate demand enough to bring prices under control, even if this entails a moderation in job growth or a slight rise in unemployment. But this path is fraught with risks, isn't it?
Absolutely. Over-tightening, raising rates too high or holding them there for too long, could stifle economic activity, potentially triggering a recession and causing undue hardship in the labor market. Conversely, under-tightening could allow inflation to re-accelerate.
Goolsbee's wait-and-see approach, emphasizing data dependency, reflects the FOMC standard procedure for managing these competing risks. It aims to avoid premature decisions based on incomplete information.
So, when Goolsbee speaks of needing more data, what exactly is he referring to? It's a specific, granular examination of economic indicators that will provide clarity on the trajectory of inflation and the labor market.
On the inflation front, upcoming releases of the CPI and PPI will be crucial. The PCE price index, the Fed's preferred measure, will also be under intense scrutiny. The focus will be on core components and, critically, on inflation expectations.
These expectations are so important because they can become self-fulfilling prophecies. Their trajectory is a key determinant of future price pressures. What consumers and businesses anticipate can directly influence actual inflation.
On the labor market side, the non-farm payrolls report detailing job creation will be paramount. Alongside this, average hourly earnings will be closely watched to gauge wage growth trends, and the unemployment rate itself remains a key barometer.
But Goolsbee and his colleagues will also be looking at more nuanced indicators. Consumer spending data will shed light on the strength of demand, while business investment surveys can signal confidence and future economic activity.
We also can't forget geopolitical developments and their impact on energy prices and supply chains. These can introduce significant volatility. Forward-looking indicators like purchasing managers indexes, or PMIs, will also play a role.
The Fed is essentially gathering pieces of a complex puzzle, seeking a cohesive picture that justifies a shift in its policy stance. It's a continuous process of information gathering and interpretation.
Now, let's talk about how this upcoming economic data could actually sway Goolsbee's vote at FOMC meetings. If inflation figures, particularly for core services, come in hotter than anticipated, and the labor market remains robust with strong wage growth, that would likely reinforce his concern about inflation.
This scenario would bolster a more hawkish stance. It would suggest a greater inclination to maintain restrictive interest rates or even consider further hikes to ensure inflation is firmly on a downward path. The Fed's credibility in combating inflation is paramount.
Failing to bring inflation under control could risk unanchoring inflation expectations, a scenario policymakers are desperate to avoid. It's a delicate dance to maintain that credibility while also considering employment.
Conversely, a scenario where inflation shows a clear and sustained downward trend, coupled with signs of a cooling labor market, perhaps moderating job growth or easing wage pressures, could provide Goolsbee with greater comfort.
This would potentially open the door to considering a pause in rate hikes or even contemplating the timing of future rate cuts. The broader economic context, including global conditions, also plays a significant role in these decisions.
Unexpected geopolitical events or sharp movements in commodity prices can quickly alter the economic landscape, complicating the Fed's decision-making process. It's a constantly evolving environment.
Goolsbee's comments really serve as a valuable window into the data-driven, nuanced process of setting U.S. monetary policy. It highlights the continuous effort to balance the risks of inflation and unemployment.
Let's move on to the summary table. Under inflation concerns, Goolsbee's heightened focus suggests a belief that inflation risks are paramount. Prioritizing price stability is seen as crucial for long-term economic health and sustainable job growth.
The challenge here, though, is the risk of over-tightening monetary policy, potentially slowing the economy too much and increasing unemployment. There's also the difficulty in accurately forecasting the persistence of inflation, especially in services.
Regarding job market strength, the U.S. labor market has shown remarkable resilience with low unemployment and steady job growth. Robust wage growth benefits workers and indicates healthy demand for labor, providing a buffer against downturns.
However, a very tight labor market can fuel inflationary pressures through wage price spirals and increased consumer spending. The risk is that continued tightness prevents inflation from returning to that 2% target.
Under data dependency, the Fed's commitment allows for flexibility and responsiveness to evolving conditions. It avoids premature policy decisions and enables adjustments based on concrete evidence, focusing on specific indicators.
The challenge with data dependency is that economic data can be volatile and subject to revisions, making interpretation difficult. Also, the lag effects of monetary policy mean the full impact of decisions isn't immediately apparent.
Looking at monetary policy stance, Goolsbee's current lean towards prioritizing inflation suggests a potential for maintaining higher interest rates for longer. This approach aims to prevent inflation from becoming entrenched, which could require more severe interventions later.
The risk here is misjudging the appropriate level of policy restrictiveness, potentially leading to either an excessive economic slowdown or insufficient control over inflation. It's a tough balance to strike.
Finally, under forward guidance, clear communication about priorities helps markets and the public understand the Fed's thinking. Goolsbee's emphasis provides insight into the internal debate and potential policy leanings.
The challenge in forward guidance is providing information that is specific enough to be useful but flexible enough to accommodate changing data. There's also the potential for market misinterpretation of nuanced signals.
Now, let's wrap up with the conclusion. Austin Goolsbee's commentary offers a valuable window into the Federal Reserve's ongoing efforts to navigate a complex economic landscape. His expressed prioritization of inflation concerns signals a cautious approach.
It emphasizes the Fed's commitment to its price stability mandate. This doesn't imply a disregard for employment, but rather a calculated assessment of risks, suggesting that entrenched inflation is currently viewed as the more significant threat.
The constant call for more data underscores the dynamic and data-dependent nature of modern monetary policy. The Fed is meticulously analyzing a stream of economic indicators to inform its decisions.
The challenge lies in interpreting this data correctly and acting decisively without over-tightening or under-tightening. Goolsbee's perspective highlights the delicate balancing act, maintaining restrictive policy while remaining vigilant to labor market signs.
The journey back to a stable 2% inflation target is likely to be gradual, requiring patience and adaptability. Ultimately, the Fed's path forward will be dictated by the incoming data, with members like Goolsbee shaping the committee's consensus.
And ensuring the pursuit of both price stability and maximum employment remains the guiding principle, even when these objectives appear to be in tension. That covers our discussion on Goolsbee's inflation concerns and the Fed's tightrope walk.
Indeed. We've covered the introduction, all five sections, the conclusion, and the detailed summary table, including key factors, strengths and insights, and challenges and opportunities. Thanks for joining us on the Mbaga Media Finance Podcast.
We'll be back next time with more insights into the world of finance. Until then, stay informed.